Hey, what's up, Mission? I hope y'all are having a great summer. My name is Mike Bro, and you know I get to teach here from time to time. Actually, better known as Jody's dad, or after a couple of weeks ago, I'm better known as Debbie's husband. She did an awesome job. And they asked if I could wrap up this little parenting series today. And man, I hope this series has been super helpful for you. I mean, even if you're not a parent, there have been all kinds of principles and wisdom and truth that have been shared that apply to every one of us. And if you missed any of the weeks, I'd encourage you to get on the Mission app and just check them all out. But today I want to talk about giving your kids wings, how to help them soar for a lifetime. You know, I absolutely love being a dad and now a papa. It's been one of the greatest privileges of my life. Debbie and I have three kids, Jody, Derek, and Drew, and three more with Mike, Lauren, and Laura, and 10 grandkids that range from age 21 to 1, and everybody in between. And we are having so much fun in this season of our life. Our youngest son, Drew, has 11-year-old twins, a 7-year-old, and he's the one that has the 1-year-old as well. Several years ago, he got me on to following some guy on Twitter who writes like he's an actual toddler speaking his mind. It's called @HonestToddler. Pretty funny. Let me just show you a few of these. Honest Toddler. Tonight's bedtime story was about three pigs struggling with the repeated home invasions. Thanks for the new fear. I love this one. Dinner. Getting a lecture about spinach from someone whose bones crack in eight places every time they stand. I love this one. Don't know where my next meal is coming from, but I sincerely hope it's not Pinterest. I love this one. Funny how after 10 p.m., asking for a sip of water is on the same level as attempted murder. And then the last one. The problem with you people is you think that children are like smartphones and upgrading every 2 years is normal. Now, while it's impossible to upgrade kids, we can upgrade the way we parent our kids. It's like the old adage, I can't control the wind, but I can adjust my sails. And we can all get intentional about building better relationships within our families. And it doesn't matter if you have kids in diapers or in grade school, or if you're trying to get them through the teenage years, or you just drop them off at college or walk them down an aisle. Every parent and grandparent faces the same challenge. How do we, as imperfect people, provide the framework, the guardrails, and the loving environment in which to raise our kids to be difference-making adults? I mean, how do we give them wings so they can soar on their own someday? Now, before I go any further, you need to know this about me. I am so far from being an expert in the field of parenting. In fact, I'm talking to you today, not even as a pastor, but as this extremely imperfect father of three. And I just have to tell you, if you don't have God involved in the raising of your kids, if you don't hit your knees regularly and say, God, I'm trying my best, but I need your best. I need your wisdom to pull this off. I'm telling you, it's just going to be a long uphill struggle for you. You have to get a perfect father involved. So let me quickly give you some principles that I've been learning on the job for the past, I don't know, 40 years now. They all have a wisdom proverb from God's book attached, and they all involve the letter D, so maybe it'll be easier for you to remember. And the first one is this. Let them dance their own dance. Every kid is unique. They all got their own dance. So as you give them wings, encourage them to be who God designed them to be. They're not like their brother or sister. Even though there might be some genetic similarities, they're not like their dad or their mom. They're just a whole lot like them. Proverbs 22:6 says this, train a child in the way he or she should go, and when they are old, they will not turn from it. Now, the Hebrew word for the way carries the connotation of a bent. While there is just one ultimate way to point them, which is toward God, there is also that unique way that he ought to go, that she ought to go. If you have a little extroverted leader, help her develop those leadership skills. If you've got a little introverted artist, help him develop those creative gifts. There's a tendency to try to force our kids into the mold that we want for them. You know, I coached for a lot of years, and I was standing at the fence with a dad at a baseball game several years ago, and he said to me, a complete stranger, as he watched his son struggle to play, I always wanted a ball player and I got a sissy. And I just cringed. And I said, no, you know what you have? You got a wonderful, unique, bright, sensitive, creative kid that you're trying to make into a ball player. Just let them dance their own dance. You know, all three of our kids are different. Similar interests, but very unique. Jody, as a kid, was a party waiting to assemble. She would grab her brothers and put on plays. She would always have the lead part. She would always have the speaking part. They would, like, have to play the bike or the cow or whatever in the play. She'd just make up stuff. It would just flow out of her mouth. And now, these days, all of you get the benefit from that on Sundays. Derek had an aptitude for music very early on, and he could always solve puzzles. He could always put things together. He could always figure out how stuff works. And he served mission well for the past 8 years as the pastor of Figure It Out, as well as a worship leader, bass player, keys, drums, guitar, you name it. I can remember sitting at a graduation with our youngest son, Drew, when he was a freshman in high school. As the grads were announced across the stage, they would kind of talk about their future plans. Like, this is Todd. He plans on owning his own business someday. This is Sarah. She plans to go to the mission field. This is Julie. She plans on pursuing a degree in nursing. This is Josh. He hopes to one day have a seat on the Supreme Court. Well, I turned to Drew, who was eaten up with basketball at that time, and I said, hey, what are they going to say about you in a few years? He grinned and said, they're going to say Drew Burrow has accepted a scholarship to play for the University of Kentucky. After that, he plans on a long career in the NBA. And I said, no. You know what they're going to say? Drew Burrow recently turned down a basketball scholarship to pursue his dream of someday beating his dad one-on-one in the driveway, throwing elbows at each other. We're talking trash back and forth on the back row, punching each other. He went on to lead his team as a quiet lead by example, hard work, and creative leader. And now he's on a totally different team at a company, and he is soaring in that new role these days. It is so fun to watch your kids uniquely fly. You know, parents say some stupid things, don't they? They say stupid things like, you want a spanking? Of course. I just waited for you to ask. You know, or they say stuff like, who do you think you are? We need to wear name tags in the house? What do you mean? They say stuff like, don't make me come in there. Dad, you haven't been out of that chair in 10 years. You're not coming in here. I wonder one time out loud if Joseph ever said to Jesus when he left the back door open, boy, you born in a barn? He goes, yeah, actually, I was. Remember the whole manger thing? You know, parents say some stupid things like, you'll never amount to anything. Why can't you be more like your brother? You know what? You're more trouble than you're worth. All you do is screw up. I wish we'd never had you. Yeah, parents say some stupid things. As Jody said a few weeks ago, words carry weight, and they are especially weighty the closer you are to that person. So parents, dream with your kids. Spur them on. Say things like, you know what? You could. I believe you can. You ought to give that a try. You know what? God has so much in store for you. I am so glad he made you, you. You're going to rock this world someday. Never discourage a dream. When you say, oh, there's no way you could do that. That's impossible. That's toxic and disabling. Always say, you know what? That's a great dream. And God will lead you as you pursue it. Now, he may take you a totally different direction, but that dream is a great starting point, because this is what it says in God's Word. We can make our plans. We can dream our dreams, but the Lord determines our steps. So let them dance their own dance. And along the way, make sure you equip them with disciplines. You know, no one has ever soared very high or lasted very long or achieved very much or run very straight without it. Discipline in your life is an indispensable tool. It will serve your kids well if you equip them with disciplines like a strong work ethic, good study habits, wise money management, leadership skills, how to treat your body, how to treat people, good manners, the discipline of putting the pain before the pleasure, decision-making, conflict resolution, how to have a consistent time of personal worship, Bible study and prayer, the discipline of solitude, gratitude, serving other people. There's a ton of really good recent research that reveals a big-time connection between happiness and serving. There was a study done over in the UK. They did 40 different studies over a 20-year period that asked, is there a connection between happiness, health, and selflessness, serving other people? The answer came back a resounding yes. They found that people who carved out time to make serving other people a part of the regular rhythm of their life, I'm talking about volunteering somewhere in their church, their community, or somewhere else in their life, studies show that those people who live beyond themselves have less depression, less heart disease, less stress. They enjoyed higher levels of satisfaction, contentment, and happiness. And this was really amazing for teenagers. They found that students who regularly serve or volunteer somewhere to help other people, They experienced far less drug abuse, far less unplanned pregnancies. They had higher self-esteem. They were healthier mentally and physically. In fact, the study concluded, even if you have to force your teen to volunteer, do it. Volunteering, even with a bad attitude, still has positive results. They found that kids who volunteer generally carry good decision-making and serve other people mindset into adulthood because it's just become part of who they are. Proverbs 5:23 says, death is the reward of an undisciplined life. Your foolish decisions trap you in a dead end. Proverbs 19:18, discipline your children while they are young enough to learn. If you don't, you're just helping them destroy themselves. So equip them with disciplines. And if our goal is to give them wings and watch them soar on their own one day, we also got to point them the right direction. You got to point them the right direction. I love the way Proverbs 4 is a parent talking to a child. Check this out. My child, I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in straight paths. If you live a life guided by wisdom, you won't limp or stumble as you run. This verse is like a dad or a mom sitting down with their kids saying, now listen, I'm going to make mistakes to be sure, but I'm going to try my best to lead you in the right direction. I will do my best to model in front of you and point you toward a life guided by the wisdom of God. You need to know that's my commitment to you. And I am so grateful for the many dads and moms at Mission who make that commitment. And I know that there are some of you who grew up in less than affirming, encouraging, less than wisdom-filled environments, but you met Jesus and you said, you know what? As a parent now, I'm going to be a cycle breaker. The family dysfunction stops with me, and I can't tell you how proud I am of you. And kids, listen to me. If you have a parent that is that committed to you, you've got a great gift. Their goal is to point you the right direction, help you soar with God someday. So here's a proverb for you. Proverbs 6, verse 20. Young man, young woman, obey your father and your mother. Take to heart all their advice. Keep in mind everything they tell you. Every day and all night long, their counsel will lead you and save you from harm. When you wake up in the morning, let their instruction guide you into the new day. For their advice is a beam of light directed into the dark corners of your mind to warn you of danger and to give you a good life. Yeah, I may have told you this before. Our kids were, I think they're in middle school, elementary school. Debbie and I were walking down the driveway one night where we were living in Kentucky at the time. It gets really, really dark at night. Well, it gets really dark at night everywhere, but there are no streetlights where we're living. And I looked up and I noticed the stars were so bright on this night. I mean, the stars were very, very far away, but still they were very brilliant. And then I saw the moon and its brilliance, one of those fingernail moons. Again, very far away, but very spectacular. And then this airplane with its landing lights on flies overhead at the about 5 miles away where the airport was, and the landing lights were bright. At the same time, off in the distance, closer to the airport, I could see a searchlight sweeping through the sky. I mean, there were all kinds of lights in the distance. But then a firefly, a lightning bug, it caught my attention because it was right in front of my nose. And my philosophical mind started churning. I thought, you know what? I may not be the brightest, fanciest, or biggest light in my kid's galaxy, but I can be the closest. And I want to get up close and model compassion in front of them. I want to get up close and model authenticity and truth-telling. I want to model generosity. And maybe if I get up close and often, maybe all the other lights in this world won't entice them as much. So as you work toward giving your kids wings, let them dance their dance. Equip them with disciplines. Point them the right direction. And just one more. Pray for godly discernment. It is so hard growing up today. Our kids are going to face so many crossroads, so many temptations, so many invitations to royally mess up their lives. They're going to struggle with relationship choices. They're going to be in situations where their own strength is just not going to be enough. They have to deal with social media in a way that none of us had to. So you start praying very early on that God will give them discernment. Proverbs 3, verse 21 says this, my son, my daughter, preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. I'm telling you, discernment is a great gift. It's that godly wisdom inside of you that prompts you saying, don't go down that street. Don't get in that car. Don't fall for that guy. Stay away from that party. Don't listen to them. They're feeding you a line. Remember who God says you are. I'm telling you, it's a gift from God, and every kid ought to have it. So as a parent, you plant God's word in your kids' hearts ahead of time. You talk through situations that might happen ahead of time. You pray with them ahead of time. You help them establish wise guardrails and healthy boundaries ahead of time. You stress to them the value of discernment. You say, you know what? There's a lot of things I pray for you. But most of all, I pray that you will find the wisdom of God to guide your life. He has certainly honored that for our daughter, Jody. Many of you know Jody's story. She got off track in her junior year of high school, but then she surrendered her life to Jesus, spent a year in Haiti serving at a medical mission orphanage. And during that year, we were missing her, man. It was tough being without her. So we got out the baby books one night, looking through all the old pictures. And in the baby book, in her baby book, the very first prayer recorded in that book was a prayer for discernment. Debbie wrote this as a 22-year-old mom. I'm just going to quote it directly from the baby book. She said, God, I pray for our new little girl, that as she grows to love you, she'll be able to discern what's right and wrong, good and evil, what's important and what's not, earthly treasures and eternal ones. And today, Jody possesses that gift. She has learned how priceless it is. And guess what? She's passing that on to her girls. So parents, you want to give them wings? Then hit your knees. Ask God for help. Get other people involved, because it really does take a village. Let them dance their own dance. Encourage them to be the unique person God created them to be. Equip them with disciplines. Pray for godly discernment. Point in the right direction. And then let them go. And then as they become adults, just become great friends. Learn to keep your mouth shut and keep the welcome mat out. And God will help them soar in ways that you never, ever imagined. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for all the great moms and dads that are trying their hardest to do this. And God, we just acknowledge that all of us are imperfect people and we need the help of a perfect Heavenly Father. So we ask you for help. And God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would remind us of all the scriptures and all the principles that we've learned during this series, and that they would really help us in the moment as we try to shape little lives. God, thank you so much for this church. Thank you for the people that are just trying to walk with you. Thank you, God, that's a collection of folks on different mile markers on their journey. So grateful for that. And I pray, Father, that you would help us all become the kind of people that pass along a legacy to our kids and the people that we touch. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.